In our last few Evidence for God devotionals, we've encouraged Bible-believing Christians not to surrender the Bible when it comes to evidence for God. Sadly, many Christians try to convince the unbelieving world of God's existence solely based upon extra-biblical evidences, but they have it backward. Things outside the Bible can be shown to confirm the Bible, but faith originates with and is based upon the unsaved man or woman hearing, then receiving, and believing the Word of God being the Word of God. See Romans 10:17, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, James 1:21, John 17:17, Hebrews 4:12, and many other references that make this point very clear. The Bible is the source of faith in the true God. Other sources may lead to theism, but never to a belief in the true God. And one of the most amazing ancient prophecies fulfilled in ancient times is also continuing to be fulfilled in our present day and has a full and final fulfillment at the return of Jesus Christ. That ancient prophecy we're referring to is the Abrahamic covenant found in Genesis 12 and elsewhere. God told Abraham that he would become the father of nations and that through his son Isaac, all the world would be blessed. This blessing then came through Jacob, who was renamed by God with the name of Israel. From the man Israel came the nation of Israel, with 12 sons of Jacob, giving birth to the 12 tribes of Israel. One of those tribes, the tribe of Judah, gave birth to the Messiah, and Scripture predicted the lineage of Messiah through the line of King David, and then lays out the fulfillment of this prediction in the life of Jesus, complete with his ancestry, from Abraham to David to Joseph, who adopted Jesus and provided the legal claim to the throne of David in Matthew chapter 1, and then B, from the father of the Virgin Mary named Heli, down to Adam, providing the genetic confirmation of the bloodline of Messiah in Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. Jesus is the Messiah who shed his blood and died for the sins of the whole world, then rose from the dead in victory over death. The Messiah of Israel, Jesus Christ, will one day rule the world on the throne of David in Jerusalem. The King of Israel will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the survival of the Jewish race and the last days revival of the nation of Israel are fulfillments of this ancient prophecy. And when you examine Israel, especially comparing Israel and the Jews to all other nations and races, you see the hand of God. No other race has suffered and been dispersed, then persecuted and hounded wherever they go, only to survive as a race and maintain its language, culture, and basic religion. No other nation was totally removed from its land and gone through the before-mentioned suffering, dispersion, and persecution, only to return to that very same land after nearly 2,000 years of absence and once again become a nation. There's nothing like it in human history, and it is documented to have been prophesied before a single Jew existed and before the nation or even the name of that nation was even in existence. The logical, reasonable person sees the prophecy of Israel found in the Abrahamic covenant and numerous scriptures afterward foretelling of this amazing people and nation, and has to admit that this is the hand of God. There's simply no denying it. If you do deny it, I believe you're a liar if you look at the evidence and still deny it. Now, you have the right to be unreasonable and to reject all this amazing evidence for the Word of God as evidence for God, but if you do and you persist in rejecting the Messiah of Israel, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, well, you will regret it for eternity, and you will be among the most foolish human beings to ever have lived. That's a fact.